Welcome the president of Estonia, Mr. Toomas Hendrik Ilves.
Moi.
Moi. Mitä kuuluu?
Oh, it's been a very long day already, so...
So let's quit joking. But you're an old radio journalist. Were you also a DJ at Radio Free Europe?
Rarely. I would say, I mean, I think I put together the Christmas program, but no, I've actually not been a music DJ. I was explaining before that I, in high school and in the beginning of university, I worked in a record store and I took my salary in records.
Oh my God! And that tells quite a lot why you picked up your favorite band called Palma Violets, or is it your favorite band, or was it just the reference to the next song?
In the Palma Violets, I just like it because it's kind of what do you call it? It's a retro clash or neo clash, and I like the clash. But then when I got the record, then I think on one of the songs, 14, I think it is. The name of the song is 14, I think, has a reference to what is the next song, which is, I think, one of the sort of sums up my whole attitude towards listening to music, which is that it saved my life.
Well, it has saved a lot of people's lives. I was very impressed when you talked at the Tallinn Music Week again this year, and you were talking about how people who have been inside rock and roll, people like Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Lou Reed, have changed the world in a way by the attitudes of the people. And, it comes to my mind that we have now a big discussion about an Eurovision contest winner, Conchita Wurst, about is he beautiful? Is it okay to have a man with a beard dressed like a woman making music that the people like?
Well, I don't necessarily like the music in Eurovision, frankly, but I think that, as a social phenomenon, I think it's done a lot to change people's attitude. I mean, actually, I think that... maybe that's now reached the popular level, but actually I would argue that David Bowie and Lou Reed in 1971, 72, 73 were already doing that, but it was considered, I mean, it wasn't the general public that was, if you think of the Transformer record by Lou Reed, it was quite radical at the time, and I think many people's attitudes were changed already then, and also by David Bowie doing similar kinds of things. So that was 40 years ago. So it took 40 years to get from kind of a slightly avant-garde rock and roll at the time to reach Eurovision.
But can we say that music can change the world?
Well, I think it can change parts of the world. Certainly, I've argued that say behind the Iron Curtain, in bands like Propeller in Estonia, the Plastic People's band in what was then Czechoslovakia, which was kind of Václav Havel's house band. In his theater, the Magic Lantern, were instrumental in changing people's attitudes. And certainly, is it rock and roll or is it just music? I mean, certainly in Estonia, people came together to sing songs, and including rock and roll bands, and helped change the country and mobilize people to come out to. Push for independence. Now, the world, that may be more difficult. I think that there are enough different cultural attitudes that I'm not sure whether Wurst or Lou Reed would do well in Iran, for example.
That's the way the world still is. We're going to hear Lou Reed Velvet Underground Unloaded album, there was a song called Rock and Roll.
Yes.
And that's your pick. Is there, probably you said enough of the music already. Radio Helsingissä kuulemme täällä Thomas Henrik Ilveksen, Viron presidentin, valinta, ja se oli Rock and Roll. I couldn't believe what I heard at all. And Mr. President, you told about an incredible story from Washington. Was it in 1970s? Or
no, it was later. It was about 1995. I went there as 93 as ambassador, and then there was a radio station called WHFS, which was a brilliant radio station, almost as brilliant as Radio Helsinki, but which played alternative music. But it wasn't making much money. It was a commercial station. But it played all of the greats of the time, you know, Pearl Jam and PJ Harvey and things you couldn't hear anywhere else. And then one day it just went off the air. And what happened was that the owners had sold it, and then it turned into a Mexican music radio. And so,
is this a prophecy?
Oh, I don't know. But
this turns into an Estonian radio, south of the border.
Well, I don't know but it became a Mexican music station, and the staff didn't know it, because they were play. I mean, they were like you here in the studio. They just didn't know that someone had changed the, the transmitters were now sending something completely different. And I actually was there at that awful moment when suddenly I was listening in the car, and suddenly you got Mexican radio. But you didn't get the Mexican radio of the alternative band Wall of Voodoo.
Okay, yeah, we're going to hear the Mexican radio just a minute. We have had Mr. Thomas Henrik Ilves here in Radio Helsinki. You were part of the Save Radio Helsinki people, the ones who liked it on a Twitter, or was it on a Facebook, the message originally?
I saw it on Twitter, but then I did it on Facebook as well. I mean, I just thought that alternative music needs all the help it can get, wherever it is. And for me personally, I mean, when we just heard Lou Reed singing "My Life Was Saved by Rock and Roll," I would might add that, and you actually by radio stations that played interesting things, not the top 40, not the not the standard pop. Throughout my life, I guess the first alternative radio station that I listened to was WFMU in New Jersey, which was actually one of the first alternative radio music stations at all, and then. Which still exists. It's because it's tied to the university, and then my own university station, WKCR, continues as one of the best places at all in the world to listen to avant-garde classical or most contemporary music, and avant-garde jazz. They're both on the web today, so it's much easier. When I moved away from New York, I could no longer listen to FMU or KCR, but now, thanks to Tim Berners-Lee and the World Wide Web, I can sit in Tallinn or even in Arma in southern Estonia and listen to the most avant-garde music.
That is great. We will thank you for this short visit here in Radio Helsinki, and we hope that also the brilliant people of Estonian will make more music. And do you have any kind of idea how we could help the people, you know, to make it worldwide with the Estonian music? Because some artists have already been making music in USA, but I guess so much talent is... Could we do some sort of like a Sävelsilta, you know, the tone bridge... between Tallinn and Helsinki?
Well, I would say, I mean, just play some Estonian artist. I think that, for example, I think Vaiko Eplik is probably one of the most creative persons in rock and roll anywhere. And he actually had an English language band about 12 years ago, Claire's Birthday, and he tried in the United States. But then he decided he'd come back to Estonia, and he only writes in Estonian now. He doesn't write anything in English. But if you listen to his music, it's really, I mean, he has the creativity but of Zappa, I would say, but it's not, he's not as out there as Zappa. People like that really need to be heard. And also, I think it doesn't, I mean, rock and roll is not strictly an English language phenomenon, and I think that, that of course, artists sing in English to make it in a, on a broader market, but I think that between Estonia and Finland, we can do quite well listening to each other's music, many... And not just at the level of Gjörgots but in fact...
But JMKE.
Yes, for example, yes.
We thank you, and have a pleasant stay here in Finland.
Kiitos.